Mike Love wrote the words for that song and borrowed its title for his newly published autobiography. But as he traces the history of the iconic group that he and three of his cousins began back in 1962, we learn that from early on, life within the Beach Boys was far from fun, fun, fun.
No, it wasn't. My Uncle Murray was very abusive, and in fact, he disenfranchised not only me, but his own sons by selling the publishing to our music. Also, he didn't credit me with co-authoring with my cousin Brian several big hits like California Girls and I Get Around and Help Me Rhonda. I go into that in the book. It's a sad part of our story.
Those hits were among the songs that carried the Beach Boys to the top of the charts and remain hugely popular decades later. But Love's lack of credit for his role as their lyricist rankled for many years and is a recurring issue in his memoir.
I wrote every word of California Girls and the most substantial parts of I Get Around and Surfing USA, but I wasn't credited, so it gave a disproportionate view of what I contributed. So I was able to relate exactly what I did and didn't do with respect to the creation of those songs.
Still, the Beach Boys were riding high and found that their Southern California harmonies had international appeal. But as American culture grew more complex later in the 1960s, Love says their sunsplashed image became problematic.
During the height of the Vietnam War, to be called the number one surfing group in the USA wasn't particularly relevant. And yet, we were evolving and changing. Case in point, the Pet Sounds album and, of course, Good Vibrations. Both came out 50 years ago in 1966. So there were changes and evolution going on within the group, but I don't think it was communicated very well by Capitol Records.
Brian Wilson's subsequent descent into drug abuse, mental illness, and dependency has been well documented, and Love adds his own account, while also detailing the band's efforts to carry on without Brian Wilson. For a musically successful but personally difficult 50th anniversary tour in 2012, Mike says he is not in direct contact with his cousin. Though, as he says at several points in the book, he still hopes they may collaborate again someday.
If it were just Brian and I, it would be no problem. We'd go to the piano, we'd write a song, but it's not the way it is. His life has been always controlled, so it's not as simple as one would think. But there's plenty of love that exists between us. So maybe one of these days we'll be able to get together and do what we do so well together.
Although Love tries to counter some of the mythology that has coalesced around the Beach Boys, notably proclaiming his support for the creation of the landmark Pet Sounds album, Mike says the book is not about settling scores, but just his personal account of a band that everybody recognizes.
We've flourished and been so well recognized, and even to this day, 55 years after we started the group, still doing a lot of shows. In fact, we did 172 performances last year, and we're up to about 160 this year. So I think the blessings outweigh the misfortunes, but there were downs along with the ups, that is for sure.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.